Of all the stories you have heard in your career, all of them, which one have you found to be the most frightening, the scariest of all of them? Is there one that just sticks out in your mind?
Well, I would say if we've got to pick just one, I would look at the tale of the creeping coffins of Barbados. From about 1807 until 1820, when Lord Combermere was governor of Barbados, there was a tomb that belonged to the Chase Elliott family. And that tomb, as it was at Christchurch at Oystens. And from 1807 onwards, every time a member of the Chase Elliott family was interred in that tomb, next time the mourners came around and there was another death in the family, the previous coffins had moved. And finally, Lord Combermere, by the time this was causing a scandal all over the island, he felt as governor he had to do something about it. And Combermere was a very powerful man. He had been a cavalry commander in Spain for the Duke of Wellington when they were fighting Napoleon. So this is not a man who runs away easily, and he was determined to get to the bottom of this. He called on the local minister, who was Father Orderson, the Reverend Dr. Orderson, and he said, "I want to seal this tomb after the next burial." So they did. And Orderson and the governor, Lord Combermere, and various prominent citizens all gathered. A huge blue marble Devonshire slab was placed over the tomb entrance, and the local prominent citizens made their private marks or put their signet rings into the wet cement. 3 months passed. No deaths in the Chase Elliott family. Combermere calls on the vicar again and says, "Right, we're going to open it and have a look." And as four powerful men lifted the blue Devonshire marble slab off the top, everyone having said that the seals were intact, a coffin was halfway up the steps. And Combermere said, "Right, that's it. We'll bury them all in separate graves." And that's what was done, and the tomb has stood open from that day to this. Listeners who are able to get to Barbados will find that the tomb is open for inspection. I did a radio documentary down there, and I had with me a wonderful guy called Emerson Clark, who was a Barbadian, and he was driving the car for me. The tourist board had laid him on to help me because they obviously wanted the documentary to be successful to attract friends to Barbados. And I said to Emerson, as I stood at the bottom of the steps with Patricia, I wanted another male voice. He had a lovely, rich, deep voice. I wanted another male voice on my documentary. And I said, "Emerson, would you come down here with me so I can interview you about your knowledge of the tomb down here?" And big, strong man, and he smiled and said, "After what my grandmother told me, I'm not coming down there."
Yeah, I don't blame him.